L 0 C A S T.
You know, did you ever want to get something just perfect?
Sure, like when you wash your car keys.
Yeah.
You ever smell your keys?
Do you think we'll be able to open the time doorway this time?
I don't know. We're just going to have to keep trying until we do. And remember, keep your eyes peeled for the slee stack. We don't need any more surprises. Come on, let's go.
You know, we've talked an awful lot about a lot of moods and their reflections in terms of music. But now we come to a mood that is the product of our present generation. The bubbling enthusiasm of our teenagers was the inspiration for what is now the most popular style of music in the country, rock and roll. A few short weeks ago, five teenage boys went into a recording studio and they said they had a song they wanted to sing. Well, it took a little time, 3 weeks to be exact, but they were heard and their song was recorded. It is now the number one record in America. And the song is, Why Do Fools Fall in Love with Boys and Girls and Call Themselves the Teenagers? So here you are. So, you guys are the teenagers.
That's right, Mr. Lane.
Come on, boys, let's sing our song then.
That come out of you?
Yes, sir, can we sing now?
What's your hurry?
I have to make my money before my voice changes.
News for you, Dad. It ain't gonna go much lower. You're in a barrel now. Frankie, you amaze me. Tell me something. You're only 13 years old, and yet you wrote this big hit. How did it ever happen?
Well, Mr. Lane, one day I was dressing, and an inspiration came to me, so I wrote the song.
Huh. Well, what was the inspiration?
I needed a new suit.
Well, that's a pretty good reason. But I can't understand how you could write Why Do Fools Fall in Love? What does a 13-year-old boy know about love?
Well, Mr. Lane, I've been falling in love since I was only five.
Five?
But I've been a fool about it since I was 11.
Well, don't complain, lad. You've only had two rough years. I go all the way back to Bridie Murphy. I think we've had enough of this little chit-chat. This is your first nationwide television appearance, isn't it?
That's right, sir.
And I know that everybody's waiting to hear you sing, so are you ready to rock and roll it?
That's right.
That means I ought to get lost, huh?
That's about it.
Falling in love. Love is a What's that?
The Senate just finished its investigation. Findings of the Select Committee on Intelligence, all 511 pages. Check out page 39.
Don't worry, it's going to be fucking mental.
People want to experience more exotic wonders. Surprise, adoration, ecstasy, calm, elation. Now, keeping the masters happy is a very great responsibility, Carpenter, and one that weighs heavy on my shoulders. If our people don't feel what they want to feel when they want to feel it, well, the whole system breaks down. Instant gratification. It's a very complex business. That's why we have to keep moving forward, forever discovering more exotic wonders.
I want to give her a second chance. After all, she's my future wife. You know what they say, love is blind.
Stupid hippie was right.
I'm going to give you a shot of this.
What is it?
Valium.
Forget it.
It'll make you feel better.
Nothing can make you feel better when you've been made a fool of.
We'll be right back.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Bang, zoom, shabow. Yeah, that's it. That's the end. This is the end of episode 49, the Believe Nothing Day edition of the Lowcast. And I, of course, am your time traveling spaceman host, the ever-loving Lord Open. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a pew, 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 quick, fast, pow, pow, zoom for you, the people, for the listeners and the friends of the Lowcast. And thanks for downloading, streaming, whatever, however it is that you're coming across this. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate the attention that you're paying. If you're interested in more Lowcasts, maybe this is the first time you come across it, you can find more at lordopen.podomatic.com. Not .net, as I've often mistakenly said in these podcasts. It is, in fact, a podomatic.com. lordopen.podomatic.com. Pow! Look for it. There's more stuff, more fun, more adventure, more sounds, and secret messages for you, the friends and listeners of the Lowcast. And, if you did want to get in touch, you have any special requests or questions, you can at lordopen@gmail.com. So that's it. That's it for this episode 49, the Believe Nothing Day Spectacular. Thanks again to everyone for tuning in, and come back soon, because there's going to be more.
I said ta-da, show's over.